The Yellow Flying Saucer and Army. The Yellow Flying Saucer. The Yellow Flying Saucer, balancing on a lavender mount, showed off pilots' domes enclosing aliens with green bodysuits unmatched by any color found on Earth. A ship as gyroscope, I wound up with a crank until it wavered, trembling north and south, spinning east and west, but inert as a brick, until I slipped it off its cradle and bent it, curving through doorways, up and down stairs, dipping low to hover beneath beds, my yellow flying saucer humming, my closed-mouthed theremin hum, as I ranged among the outer planets of a squat square house and the outer limits of cornfields and barns under the deepest blue I have ever seen. Army. Coming in from the sun eternal and the scent of lilacs, we often staggered to die into the loopholed brick barn, dark and smelling of hay. After cranking out our cuckoo-cuckoos, after running, after dying, we resurrected and slipped across the alley into the corn. Quietly. Quietly we hunted the others, already understanding the carnivore skills of stillness and cunning under that blue sky, forever blue.